It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean. And Matt, we aren't going to the movies, at least not the big screen movies. We're bringing them into our homes. We're streaming them. And we're going to start today by talking about this Disney Channel that was released to much stir not so long ago.
Is anybody better at marketing than Disney? No matter what they do, I mean, nobody could have predicted this, but now people are stuck in their homes. And look, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, they're all doing well because they have lots of traffic. In fact, next week's review, Doug, I will review The Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss, and that's on Amazon Prime, and it was in theaters before everything shut down. So there's a lot of access out there. I want to also mention Turner Classic. I was watching The Hustler the other night, Doug. Hadn't seen that in years. So again, a lot of traffic out there, a lot of options for people to watch films like that. But yeah, Doug, Disney Plus is what they've got going for them, Doug. They've got the Star Wars group and the Marvel group. So I think what happens is that drives people to that streaming service, and then they discover other things that maybe they saw as kids. So what happened with us was our daughter, who's 11, is organizing these family movie nights, you know, because we're at home a lot. She had a double feature one night of The Parent Trap. So we watched the Lindsay Lohan remake and the Haley Mills original. And I had not seen the Haley Mills original in years, and it still holds up pretty well. You got the hit song they had, Let's Get Together. You probably remember going to this movie, Doug, I'm sure, in 1961. And then it kind of got us on a Haley Mills kick. We watched Pollyanna and That Darn Cat. But what Disney Plus does, Doug, is they don't give you everything. They don't quite give you the icing. Haley Mills made 6 movies for Disney. Only 3 of them are currently on Disney Plus. So In Search of the Castaways, Summer Magic, The Moonspinners are not, but they will be eventually. So they kind of pick and choose when they want stuff. Snow White is not on Disney Plus. Pinocchio is, for example. So it doesn't give you the entire catalog, but it certainly whets your appetite. And for me, it was fun to go back and watch these movies again that I had seen as a kid. And what I noticed, Doug, is Haley Mills was an engaging child actress. There's no question about it. And her father, John Mills, of course, was an Oscar-winning actor. What I also noticed, Doug, is how long these movies are. The evolutionary process, I think, has now to the point where people don't have the attention spans they used to have. That's technologically based, and I think it's just part of evolution now. But these films are long. The Parent Trap is 2 hours and 14 minutes. Pollyanna's 2 hours and 14 minutes. That Darn Cat is almost 2 hours. And nowadays, kids' movies don't run that long. I find they're in that 90 to 100-minute range. So it's really interesting, Doug, isn't it, how what we were used to as kids is not the norm now. And there's an opening scene in That Darn Cat which goes on forever, Doug. It involves the bank robbers who have the loot, and they've got this hostage, and of course the cat and Haley Mills and Dean Jones will eventually, you know, figure all this out. But the scene goes on forever. It seems like just an inordinate amount of time, and Haley Mills doesn't even appear till 15 minutes into the movie. So the pacing was different back then, and our attention spans were very different back then.
And I'm also thinking that the special effects, which would be applied now, were not available then, so That Darn Cat might have been a darn hard thing to shoot occasionally.
Here's the thing about that, Doug. You know, we reviewed Call of the Wild recently, which had CGI dogs. In That Darn Cat, they used 4 different Siamese cats, real cats that were show cats, and they were trained. And what they get this cat to do is phenomenal in this movie. I mean, this cat, which is called DC, that's the nickname Haley Mills gave it, because it's Darn Cat, as her dad called it when it kind of arrived at their doorstep and lived with them. And of course, he goes out at night and does his thing as a tomcat, and he stumbles onto these bank robbers, of course. But they get this cat to do some amazing things, and that's kind of the beauty of that film, Doug, is there's no CGI cat. This is a real cat. Now, all 4 of them kind of look alike. You can't tell when they replaced one with another, but give Disney credit. They really had some interesting effects where he's tricking dogs and he eats their food and things like that, and I'm sure there's a lot of editing involved, but whatever cats they were using were pretty well trained.
Well, they're also schmaltzy movies. I remember them very well. Disney sort of had that formula down for many years.
They sure did, but I did enjoy it. I must say it brought back memories. Are they great films? Probably not. But Haley Mills is so good in Pollyanna, Doug, and you may not know this, She was the last winner of the now discontinued Juvenile Oscar, and she won for Pollyanna that year. And that was the last time it was ever given out. Shirley Temple won it when she was a kid, Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland. She's very good in The Parent Trap, except she does struggle with the American accent. As you remember from the plot, Doug, there's these twins that are separated, and one lives with Brian Keith and one lives with Maureen O'Hara. And the one who lives with Brian Keith is in California, and Haley Mills' British accent keeps kind of creeping in, whereas in the remake, Lindsay Lohan really has the British accent down. Because in that film, the other twin lives in England. In the Brian Keith film, the Maureen O'Hara parent raises the other twin in Boston. So we kind of accept the kind of upper crust transatlantic accent.
And you mentioned that Disney Plus has those really big movies that they've captured, if you will, for future use. Star Wars and Avengers, those particular series. I remember visiting a friend of mine, a late friend of mine in Los Angeles back in the 80s when he was producing the storybook versions of big movies. You know, Disney had the records, the 45 records, and then the cassettes that were marketed along with little books of Cinderella or Snow White or whatever. They had just gotten Star Wars at that time. That's how long ago they were investing in their future.
What a coup to get those two franchises. And I've had a lot of friends tell me that they've caught up on the Marvel comic universe, cinematic universe, over this sheltering in place downtime, because people had missed maybe the Ant-Man or Doctor Strange or something in the big canon since Iron Man 1. So they've got eyeballs on Disney Plus. And again, I've enjoyed seeing some movies that I had not seen in years. I want to see The Black Cauldron again. I saw that was on Disney Plus, and Bullwhip Griffin with Roddy McDowall. And it's interesting in That Darn Cat, Doug, how many actors have British accents in this like small California town. Roddy McDowall is in it, and Elsa Lanchester, and Haley Mills kind of goes in and out of an American British accent. But people just accepted it in movies back then. It's less accepted now.
Well, I've got an Oscar trivia question that is okay. Disney oriented. What was the very first Academy Award that a Disney film received?
I know Snow White got an honorary Oscar in 1937, but I'm guessing that's not what you're looking for.
No, this would be a Best Short Subject earlier.
Is it something to do with Mickey?
No.
Mickey Mouse? Is it Steamboat Willie?
It's one of the Silly Symphonies. The first film that Disney produced, commercially released, that was a three-strip Technicolor version. So
okay.
It's it's Flowers and Trees, and it was 1932.
Okay. 32. I knew it was probably in that 32, 33 range. And, you know, Song of the South is one of those controversial films, Doug, that Disney just will not let out of the vault. And I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Of course, it probably doesn't hold up very well with the depictions of Uncle Remus and whatnot, but they're keeping a tight lid on that one. That's the one people just can't see right now.
I saw it in the South a long, long time ago. Okay. Yeah. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.